For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Visiting Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yangdong has said China will follow the path of development suited to its national conditions and people-centered development. During a reception held to mark the anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China in Washington, Liu said her country would continue to push forward reform and innovation and work with the nations of the world to create a community of shared future for humankind. She also called on both China and the US to focus on cooperation and manage differences. Liu is in the U.S. promoting Sino-U.S. social and people-to-people exchanges. She's due to co-chair the first bilateral high-level dialogue on the subject with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. China has confirmed its latest stealth fighter has been officially commissioned into military service. The Defense Ministry says the flight tests of the J-20 are still ongoing as scheduled. The J-20 is China's fourth-generation medium- and long-range fighter jet. It made its maiden flight in 2011 and was first unveiled to the public in November last year. China's large passenger aircraft, the C-919, has completed its second test flight. It's reported the jet reached an altitude of 10,000 feet during the trial in Shanghai. The whole process took 2 hours and 46 minutes, twice that of the plane's maiden flight in May. The aircraft will next be taken to Xi'an for further test flights. With a standard range of 4,075 kilometers, the jet is comparable with the updated Airbus 320 and Boeing's new generation 737. The Chinese authorities have said debt risks at centrally administered state-owned enterprises have been brought totally under control. The state assets regulator says the average debt-to-asset ratio of these companies had dropped to 66.5% by the end of August, 0.2 percentage points lower than the beginning of this year. The State-Owned Assets Supervision and Administration Commission also vowed to step up efforts in supply-side structural reforms and the restructuring of SOEs to further keep the debt ratio under control. Thailand's Prime Minister has confirmed his fugitive predecessor, Yingluck Shinawatra, is currently hiding out in Dubai. Prayut Chan-o-cha said Thai police may seek the help of Interpol to bring Yingluck back, with her passport possibly revoked. The former leader was sentenced to 5 years in prison on Wednesday for duty negligence and misconduct. She failed to appear in court last month, where the verdict was due to be announced. The authorities believe she fled the country with the help of police officers and made it to Dubai, where her brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, has been in self-exile for nearly a decade. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has dissolved the more powerful lower chamber of Japan's bicameral parliament and called a general election. The poll is scheduled for October the 22nd, with official campaigning due to start on October the 10th. Abe dissolved the lower house as soon as it convened for an extraordinary session. Abe made no policy speech and shirked any parliamentary debate and held no news conference afterwards. Observers say the move aims to spoil the opposition camp's general election preparations. A car suicide bombing has killed a dozen security personnel in southern Afghanistan. The authorities said the attack targeted the police department of Maruf district of Kandahar province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, which it says killed 24 security troops. The space agencies of the United States and Russia have agreed to jointly build a deep space gateway in lunar orbit. Under the plan, NASA and Roscosmos will build a crewed space station orbiting the moon. The concept of a deep space gateway was first proposed by NASA in March, which conceived it as a crew-tended spaceport in lunar orbit to serve as a gateway to deep space and the lunar surface. According to NASA, the spaceport will have a power bus, a small habitat, docking capability, an airlock, and will be serviced by logistics modules to enable research. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has completed the task of destroying its Cold War-era chemical weapons stockpiles. Russian officials on Wednesday reported the destruction of the country's last remaining artillery projectiles filled with toxic agents. In making the announcement, Putin said he hoped Russia's move will serve as an example for other countries, especially the US, to dismantle their chemical weapons stockpiles. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has commended Russia for the destruction of its chemical arsenals. China's central authorities have issued a city planning document for Beijing. The plan says that by 2020, the size of the population in Beijing should be controlled to within 23 million and kept at this level thereafter. In addition, construction land in the city will be reduced to about 2,860 square kilometers by 2020. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.